Kevin Hermaning of Wausau is convinced that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was one of the radicals who held him hostage at the American embassy in Tehran.
We were marched out about 4 hours after everybody else and taken captive, and the other folks and I believe that the current president was involved in the initial assault on the embassy.
Fellow hostage Michael Matrinko thinks that's possible, but he's not sure.
A lot of the interrogators, a lot of the guards all looked basically the same. Scruffy, bearded, long hair, wearing, you know, sort of a version of army military fatigues.
Since the Iranian hostage crisis, Matrinko has remained active in the Middle East, working as a U.S. advisor in Afghanistan. He was reunited with fellow hostage Hermaning at a UW Marathon County Forum, and they both agreed that the U.S. should try to avoid an armed conflict with a country that once held them captive.
It's my hope that war is an absolute last resort and completely unnecessary. We're dealing with a country where not more than 10% of the population actually supports the current regime.
I don't think that any war is inevitable, and I hope that this one is not inevitable. It would cause a massive unification, a unity of purpose in the people of the country.
Matrinko said he feared that an attack on Iran would unite the Iranian people behind their unpopular president, strengthening the country's radical elements and hurting American interests. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.